Stepping Stones of Islamic Spain, presented by Michael Portillo on BBC Radio 4 this Sunday afternoon at 1:30.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. And now we start our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2012 WOMAD Festival. In more than 8 hours of live broadcasting over the weekend, our world music presenting team of Lucy Duran, Lopa Kotari, Marianne Kennedy and Andrew McGregor will be bringing us live sets and recorded highlights from the festival site at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. So let's go over now to our mobile studio in the Radio 3 WOMAD compound, where ready and waiting to start off WOMAD Live is Lopa Kotari.
James, thank you very much and a very warm welcome to everyone. We have started 2 hours later, I know, but the opening ceremony that really counts is right here at Charlton Park. We've got award winners, rising stars and even the odd veteran. I am, of course, talking of WOMAD, which is 30 years old this weekend. But enough of the Olympiad, let's get on with the Mr. Whippy ice cream, the la-di-da-loos and lots of music. And with WOMAD celebrating its 30th year, some of the giants of the music scene are here. Hugh Masekela, Robert Plant, Omara Portuondo, Jimmy Cliff. And between the four of us, Marianne Kennedy, Lucy Duran, Andrew McGregor and I will be bringing you some of the great selection of that music. So now let's go over to Marianne Kennedy, who's out on front of the Radio 3 stage, where I can hear that there's quite a crowd gathering for the poster boy of English folk music, Marianne.
Absolutely. They are a wonderful crowd and they are very much looking up. We're going to get started with the music straight away and we're heading to a part of the world that I actually have only just recently discovered and completely fell in love with, the southwest of England. Beautiful place. And obviously for a boy born and brought up there, it means a great deal to him, but it's also very obvious from his most recent album, Tales from the Barrel House, which is a kind of a love song to the traditions and everything associated with that part of the world. So please, without any further ado, please welcome Seth Lakeman.
Good evening, WOMAD. We're going to kick off with a song called High Street Rose, upbeat for a Friday night. Hope you enjoy it. Wishing for life that's not your own. Stay wild, she's entwined. Caught in vain, it's the cruelest game. Well, it's a real pleasure to be here tonight. Thanks for inviting us. That was a song called High Street Rose. Quite a new one. We'll play an older song now. One from the Moors, not too far from here. It's a song called Take No Roads. Stole our beauty and shook no gold. Well, thanks very much. We released a record back in April called Tales from the Barrel House. I would like to play one of those songs now. This one is called Blacksmith's Prayer. I'd like to play a song from one of the first records I released back in 2005. This goes out to anyone who's called Kitty.
such a beauty cast away. The silent prayer that you bring some peace on her grave. Something broke her sleep. Poor Kitty J, she's such a beauty thorn.
That was a song called Kitty J. We'll play you a chorus song now, though, something you can join in with. If it's a very simple chorus called The Hurlers. It goes with the Olympic theme. Sure enough. Where you stand.
Little thunder rolling, we'll shield the rain through our fingers and down our backs. The curse is rising, we would trap all the boys. Come on, make a choice. He said, oh, you other boys, make a choice where you stand. The sky, that lightning pierced us, our voices cried out, but he served our hearts of stone. We make no shadows, we stand alone. Oh, the boys, come on, make a choice. He said, oh, you other boys, make a choice. And he said, oh, you other boys, come on, make a choice. He said, oh, you stand.
Seth Lakeman, no wonder he is one of this country's most celebrated folk musicians. They say his songs don't just glide by, they sink their claws into you. You're listening to WOMAD Live, coming to you from the BBC Radio 3 stage here at Charlton Park. Lots of great music ahead on the programme tonight, but now, hot off the open-air stage where he was playing to a crowd totally electrified by his performance, we have the ambassador of the Jamaican sound, Mr. Jimmy Cliff, has popped his head into the truck in a vision of red and gold. Jimmy, great to have you here. Over 40 years in this business, and you've still got the crowds in the palm of your hand.
Well, how wonderful it is to be here. Thank you for having me. I get great energy from the crowd, so, you know, they make me feel good.
Well, you know, we've got quite a few anniversaries going on this year. WOMAD, as you know, is 30.
Yeah, yes.
The Harder They Come, that film and that soundtrack that really catapulted you and reggae onto the international scene, is 40 years old.
Right.
But also, just last week, I saw you on stage with the Graceland, 25 years of celebration. Now, that I thought was very interesting because back then, you recorded a song for Artists Against Apartheid.
Yes.
So remind me about how you felt then and how you feel now.
Well, you know, I recorded that song because of, you know, apartheid, and I was, you know, definitely against apartheid. My music has been helping to break that system down. So when they asked me to participate in that song, it was a natural thing for me. How it feels now to celebrating it, it's good to see that that system is, you know, partially broken down in one way. So it's good to know that I played a part in doing that.
Because, of course, Graceland was quite a controversial album at the time, wasn't it, with Paul Simon going out to South Africa?
Absolutely, you know, and, you know, because it was the time how it was. Now people will see that it had a real cause, and the cause was just,
Jimmy, you popularised reggae across the world. Do you think that today it still has its spiritual foundation, or that it's perhaps lost its way a bit, like, you know, rap music to a certain extent has?
What I say is it's got two ways about it today. It's still got what we call the roots and culture, which is the spirituality, the social consciousness, the political consciousness, and all of that. With people like myself, is still doing people like Taurus Riley, people like Queen Ifrika is still doing. But then you have the other side of it, which is they call dancehall. I call it girls and cars and superstars. And it is still there. So, you know, there's kind of room for everyone.
Now, you've got a new album out.
Yes.
Rebirth.
Yeah.
It's the first studio album in what, 7 years?
Yes,
or
yes.
Tell me something about about what that album is about, because you have such great lyrics in your songs.
Well, Rebirth is about a rebirth of my career. I saw that in this new millennium, I am taking my career to another level, and it kind of started off in like 2009 when I first started writing the songs, and then 2010 I got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so on this album, I went back to the roots using the same instruments, the same sound. We wanted to capture that same sound that we had back then. And that's what we did, and that's why we called it Rebirth.
Was it a difficult album to make, in a sense?
Oh, it was a joy-making, you know. It was a joy-making. Some albums are really difficult to make, but we made it in such a quick time. Okay. The thing is, I did it with Tim Armstrong. Maybe people know Tim Armstrong from punk rock fame. And he was so easy to work with because he's a reggae connoisseur, and he is expressing the same social, political consciousness in his songs. So it was really a joy working with him.
Well, in fact, a lot of your music is about struggle and hard times, and yet somehow you seem to get this upbeat, almost uplifting feel to it. I mean, Vietnam, Bob Dylan said, was the best protest song he'd ever heard. Yeah. But one of the songs you sang today, and we're going to hear it later on, was Afghanistan.
Yes.
So tell me something about that.
Yeah, you know, so I like to highlight situations that is on the tongue of people. And so like the song Afghanistan, I use the same melody that I used to Vietnam, because it's the same, it's kind of parallel, the same kind of thing that is happening, what happened in Vietnam. So that's why I use the same melody, just to remind people that, you know, we really don't want another Vietnam over there.
Well, we're gonna hear some of your music now, but we're going to start off with Children's Bread, a classic reggae number.
Wonderful, thanks.
Why are you? Afghanistan, 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 Afghanistan. Of Dover, many rivers to cross, and it's only my will that kept me alive. I've been lit, washed up for years, and I merely survived. Cause of my pride. And the loneliness wouldn't leave me alone. Was such a dread to be on your own. My woman lied and she didn't say why. Well, I guess I had to cry. Many rivers to cross, but just where to begin? I've been playing for time. Every time I found myself thinking of committing dreadful crime. Many rivers I've crossed. It's been so hard to find my
Reggae's elder statesman and a total charmer, the unmistakable voice of Jimmy Cliff. You're listening to the first of our programmes coming to you live from WOMAD Festival this weekend. And Lucy Duran is here in the studio with me now. It's been a glorious day, and part of it was hearing an extraordinary voice from Azerbaijan on our stage earlier on this afternoon. Lucy, Nazaket Temurova. Tell me a little bit about her.
Oh, she's just a glorious singer. She has the most fabulous voice. She's incredibly soulful. She's very, very expressive. She has a very wide vocal range. She's very passionate. She's extremely classical and traditional. She sings Mugam, which is the Mugam repertoire, which is the classical music of Azerbaijan. A very, very special and wonderful tradition. That's really Central Asian, even though Azerbaijan is sort of on the crossroads between East and West.
Well, you know, I mean, the only music I've heard from Azerbaijan is obviously Alim Kasimov and Gotchev Askarov. But is it quite unusual to have a female singer?
Not at all. There are as many women singers as there are men singers. It just so happens that, I mean, I think the issue here is that really Azerbaijani music is not well known outside Central Asia. Because, I mean, Nazaket, who we saw on stage earlier on today, who was in fact making her UK debut and certainly her WOMAD debut, I think it was quite a different environment for her to be playing here. But she does the whole sort of Samarkand, Central Asia festival circuit, and she's an astonishing singer, and she really dazzled the audience. It just shows that Azerbaijani music can reach out to people because it's such an extraordinary musical tradition.
And here's a taste of some of that spellbinding voice that she has.
Bilmesinlerde ya eşkinde bir cayan aman ömrüm Halgan Hey gecesi. Her gidip nale-i zarım geceler. Yar yaman el.
Thank you.
Nazaket Temerova, a woman who has won numerous awards for her beautiful voice. No wonder she is one of Azerbaijan's favourite female singers, and she was on at the BBC Radio 3 stage earlier on today. Well, the late night slot at the Siam Tent at WOMAD is about the spiritual, the raw, the chill out, the trance. I could go on, but I think you get my drift. Well, Andrew McGregor is over there now. But Andrew, I don't think we're quite in for that kind of night, are we, at the Siam Tent tonight?
Hi, Lopper. No, it's not that kind of gig at all. You're absolutely right there. The Siam Tent round midnight is always the place to be at WOMAD. The lights are on playing on the inside of the tent. But if you come over here at the start of this particular concert, then you'd have heard this rather wonderful vocal quartet from Ukraine called Daka Braka. One man, three women, all in black, and playing percussion and singing with hypnotic, hard-edged harmonies and really getting the crowd going. But it's not their concert. It suddenly got a lot louder, as you can just hear, because this is actually the latest project from a phenomenal Finnish musician, accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen, and his regular collaborator Jusso Hannukainen, who plays samples from his drum pads and is surrounded by electronics and laptops and stuff like that. Now, Kimmo's worked with some really astonishing projects. You might have come across the accordion wrestling. I think that was the last time he was over in the UK with a wrestling show. This is solo stuff with samples and electronics. There's collaborations with Kronos, with Trey Gunn from King Crimson. There was Iron Lung with a performance piece with hundreds of accordion bellows. And the Earth Machine music, sampling farm machinery and performing with it. But this is a new one, and it's the first time this vocal group has been to WOMAD, and the first time they've performed together in the UK. So this is a first. They apparently met at a festival. They were performing together in Eastern Europe, and according to Kimmo's manager, it was love at first sight and first sound. They they all fell for each other's sound and just were desperate to work together, and here they are.
Well, as you say, Andrew, he is a kind of revolutionary accordion player, but he's also got quite a remarkable appearance too, hasn't he?
Oh, Kimmo's got a phenomenal stage presence. He looks like he's just walked off the set of a Mad Max movie, grabbed an accordion, and someone's plugged it into the mains. He's got this shaved head, except for a very short, bristly Mohican. He's got bare arms on stage, a patchwork tunic in grey, a sort of trouser and long kilt combo, industrial boots, manipulating all the effects pedals on stage as well. And it was a really intense sound check as well. You know, he sort of glowers and acts with all his body, his face. It's quite powerful just being around him, never mind hearing him play. But look, let's hear them. They're just starting another tune. So this is Kimmo Pohjonen on accordion, electronics and percussion from Jusso Hannukainen with the Ukrainian singers Daka Braka. Here they are on stage at the Siam Tent. Thank you.
беседа позатубила я любит
обо. Чья хорошо я, да чья приношу я.
Чья хорошо я, да да чья пригушу я.
Сама-то сама и хорошо, а лечи помогали не знал.
Сама собой хороша, да лечи помогали.
Thank you so much.
Hyvä Suomi.
Hot people.
Dobra noc.
Das diese traurig bin. Ein Märchen aus alten Zeiten, das kommt mir nicht aus dem Sinn. Die Luft ist kühl und es dunkel, der Erfolg ist der Rhein. Der Gipfel des Berges dunkel, im Abendsonnenschein. Thank you.
Ja!
Dankeschön.
Thank you so much.
Dankeschön.
Fantastic stuff there from Kimmo Pohjonen and Daka Braka playing there live at WOMAD. And as you can hear, well, there's a lot live at WOMAD here in the outside broadcast truck here. Looking back to earlier on this evening, one of the real spectacles of the first day of the festival surely has to be the Manganyar Seduction. Fabulous presentation of Rajasthani musicians. Royston Abel, Indian film and theatre director, he definitely brought something of a theatrical flair to the whole setting. 36 boxes, human-sized boxes on stage with a musician in each, lighting up as each one added to the whole orchestra. But it is the music that's at the heart of it, and we've brought some of the lead musicians here into our own little box, very compact and bijou studio. And Royston is also with me here. What a spectacle you created for the main stage at WOMAD there.
Thank you very much. All by the grace of God, yes. Thank you very much.
A very simple and straightforward way of presenting the music, but something that actually created a huge visual as well as oral impact. Where in your fevered imagination did this come out of?
You know, the most beautiful things in life are always very, very simple. And it's something that I always try to, you know, go back to, the simplicity of it. When you try and do complex things, you need to try and do it simple. The music is extremely complex, but then you try and do it very simply. You know, it all comes from Mahatma Gandhi, who tried to get our freedom so simply, and it worked. So that's the whole thing. I mean, I've been experiencing the Manganyars for 6 years, but it was this lovely summer in Segovia where I spent 3 weeks with my two beautiful musicians, Mame and Devu Khan, who are here in the studio, who like inspired me to create this beautiful piece, which has become successful over the years. Yeah.
Well, let's hear some of that music that did inspire you right back at the beginning. You're joined by the two of them and another two of your lead musicians.
Yes.
Just tell me briefly about this first song.
This is a song called Dumaladi. It's about a prince who's going to marry this princess. So he comes riding very fast, you know, into this castle. And the people who are waiting for the princess, no, you need to go like slowly, so that, you know, the dust doesn't arise so much that it goes into the princess's eyes. So it's like telling him how to ride his horse.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Altogether, some wise courting advice there.
Yes, yeah.
From tell me, Royston, a little more about the Manganyar and their music and what makes it special.
You know, the Manganyars are a fantastic community of people who live in the Thar Desert. And the only thing that they know is to play music. They've been living, they're just a community of musicians. They've been singing for like 1,000 years. Or more. And you know, earlier they used to sing for the kings and everything. It used to go on for a lot of time. I mean, they had the patronage from the kings. And slowly, when the kingdoms died out, you know, their patrons became people who could just offer them a meal. And literally, they kind of sustained them. The beautiful thing about the Manganyars is that they do not attribute their vocal skills or their musical skills to themselves. They always attribute it to a spirit above, to God. And so they play without any ego of being a great musician. And that's what makes them great.
Absolutely. It's the ability to take yourself out of it
totally and let the universe work for you.
And without the support structures of the kind of noble patronage of an earlier era, does the music remain in good health, or is it something that becomes more fragile?
It is becoming a little fragile, because in order to survive, they need to appeal to a populist audience, and they get into the trap of doing populist songs, which they think as what is necessary. But, you know, at the heart of it all, they're all great musicians. So if we manage to do something which necessarily need not appeal to a so-called populistic audience, the greatness comes out.
As was amply demonstrated on the WOMAD stage earlier today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for staying on late and joining us live in the studio here. Would you play us one more song, perhaps?
Yes, this is Alfat Inbin Unbin, which is our, which is the core piece of our, our show, and it says that the only alphabets that my beloved taught me, and my beloved over here is the Creator, the universe. Is the only alphabets that my beloved taught me were the alphabets of love.
Thank you.
just wonderful. Thank you so much to the musicians from Manganyar Seduction and also to Royce Nabel for bringing them in and introducing us to their
music. Thank you very much for having us here.
And once a director, always a director. I was watching the conducting going on in the corner here.
Hey, thank you so much.
But
thank
very
you.
Much one of the highlights of WOMAD Friday. Now, you heard Lopa Kotari being court a little earlier on to the great Jimmy Cliff, but I had my own share of the elder statesman earlier on this afternoon when the charming and irrepressible septuagenarian Hugh Masekela took to the main stage. A huge amount of energy on stage and quite mischievous with it. And the WOMAD audience was, of course, lapping it up with favourite numbers, such as this first track we're going to hear, Chileshi.
Chileshi,
Listening to Chileshe with the real sound of South Africa, and of course the legendary Hugh Masekela up front on stage here at WOMAD 12. Hugh, it strikes me that you have enough energy on stage to put a teenager to shame. How do you come on stage each time with that massive amount of enthusiasm and passion?
I suspect that I'm healthy. I'm lucky to be able to make a living from what I love, what I've loved since I was a little child. So I've been doing this now for almost 60 years. And I try to keep myself in good shape to do it because the people seem to enjoy it so much. And that's what we really like about it, is to like make people feel good. People leave their homes to come very far. And they sometimes ask for babysitters, you know, and all their parents, you know, to grandparent babysit, and some even buy like outfits and Wellingtons in case it rains. So I think that when they come to see you, you have to make it worthwhile for them.
Okay.
But I also like, I swim a lot. I do Tai Chi. I've been doing Tai Chi for almost 10 years. I walk, I do floor exercises. I eat well. And I respect the two things I respect, both most is nature and my body.
You've spent so many years collaborating with musicians from all sorts of musical worlds. Where do you feel most at home musically?
Anywhere. And when you've been a musician since you were a child, you don't have the endemic disease of categorizing, you know, because that's a disease. It has nothing to do with the ears. It's more like has to do with sitting in a lab and saying, okay, this is urban cow meadow music, or, you know. You have to remember that, like, I grew up under a social system that from the time I was that kid's age over there, he must be two or three, I knew that I was under oppression. But I grew up in a community also that was always working harder to outfox the authorities, you know. And also that was very, very rich and diverse culturally. And I grew up in a international melting point in Johannesburg, which like had people from all over the neighboring countries coming in as migrant workers, and technological experts in mining and every kind of industry from all over the world. And so like records and cultures, you know, were like, we grew up with all, you know, there was nothing that really surprised me when I came overseas. I also had a classical education, you know. I went to like a Guildhall School of Music and the Manhattan School of Music. So I'm also a scholar of classical music because I like all kinds of classical music. And I think in anything you do, the passion is more important than outside opinions.
I think you played a Fela Kuti number in
today,
your set
today. Yeah, yeah.
Do numbers like that take on an added significance because of who they're associated with for you?
No, Fela just was a great musician. He was a dear friend, and that was my favorite song of his. When I first heard it, I laughed. We always laughed. We laughed at everything because to Fela, everything was absurd, you know, that it was establishmentarian. And almost everything was establishmentarian, sometimes myself also. You know, we used to argue a lot, laugh a lot. And he was a highly intellectual, radical militant, you know. But he also was an outstanding musician. I spent a month in Nigeria with his band. You know, I said to him, I wrote him a letter to say, I was tired of being in the States. I'd really like to play with African musicians where we wouldn't have to write stuff and all that. And he said, just come on over and I'm going to do an African tour, and like there'll be opening bands and maybe you'll like one of them. And it was my gateway to West Africa. But mostly we spent times laughing and playing together with this band of, you know, Africa 70, which is amazing. But Fela's biggest miracle for me is that he died from natural causes, and he survived five military governments. So he was an amazing person for me. I have very fond memories of him in every way, but musically for me he was just like an amazing guy.
Well, I think we're going to listen to some more of that set just now, and we'll listen to Lady Hugh Masekela. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yom kibim, Prussia. Boy, yum, give him, look at this, look at that, look at that. Yum, give him, push up. Boy, yum, give him, look at this, look at that. Oh, shake it, make it, look it, eat it, chew it, spit it, catch it, throw it, kick it, make it, wait it. Look at this, look at that, look at that. Give him, push up. See you later, 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 see you later. I am buck man, I am buck call, I am buck man, I am buck. Shake it, make it, look it, take it, eat it, chew it, spin it, catch it, throw it, kick it, chuck it. Look at this, look at that, look at that. Give him, I'm kidding. Give him,
African woman, no go. She goes, say, she goes, say, I'll be ready, yo. If you call a woman African woman, no go. She goes, say, she goes, say, I'll be ready, yo. She go dance, lady, dance. Call him for dance. She go dance, lady, dance. African woman go dance. She go dance, fire dance. African woman go dance. She go dance, fire dance. She know him on the master. She go cook for him. She know him on the master. She go cook for him. But lady no be so. 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 Lady no master. Lady Namaste, Lady Namaste, Lady Namaste, Lady Namaste, Lady Namaste. If you call a woman African woman, no, no go. She go say, she go say, be lady yo.
Get away from here, silly man.
She go say, be lady. She go say, be lady. She go. Say I be lady, she go say I be lady,
she go say I be lady,
she go say I be lady,
she go say I be lady,
she go say
I be lady,
she go say I don't be woman,
she go say I be lady,
she go say I be woman,
she go say
I be lady,
she go say I be lady,
she go say I be lady, she go say I be lady,
she go say I be.
She goes, say, I be lady, oh. If you call a woman African woman, no, no go.
She goes, say, she goes, say.
Thank you.
African woman no go green. She go say, I be lady yo. I never tell the finish. I never tell the finish. What? She go say, I be lady yo. Best lady now, master. Get away from here. She go say, I be lady yo. I never tell the finish. I never tell the finish. She go say, I be lady yo. Yes. Lady Namasta. She go say, happy lady you. I never tell the finish. I never tell the finish. She go say, happy lady. Yes, Lady Namasta.
Fantastic stuff. Hugh Masekela in fabulous form live at WOMAD 2012. Loads going on tomorrow. Lopa, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, well, of course, we've got Lucy on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with Chrissy Crowley, the Canadian fiddler, and Jebel Sissoko. But one of the things I'm really looking forward to, Abdallah Ombodougou, a man known as one of the original desert rebels from Niger. And one of your favourites is up.
Well, indeed. Young, good-looking, insanely talented, and, of course, Scottish. What more could you ask for in a band like Brepoch? But for the moment, we're going to leave you with just the briefest taste of Senegal's Carlou Di and a heartfelt tribute to his mother, Nami Nara. Young Nichili Manam, and alone the Kuya, why don't get
love? Somewhere, yeah, boy, boy, oh, the man of a joking. Yo, Samaya, ya ibo, yo, Zamai, boyo, ya ibo, lamna.
Senegal's Carlou Di, World on 3 live from WOMAD, was introduced by Lopa Kotari and Marianne Kennedy. And as we heard, our next WOMAD visit is tomorrow at 1 o'clock when Lucy Duran will be introducing the Cape Breton folk fiddler Chrissy Crowley. And we'll be back to WOMAD again for a late night visit from 10:30. And for full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, see the Radio 3 website. That's bbc.co.uk/radio3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock and time to go through the night with Susan Sharp.
Again for Through the Night here on Radio 3. Good morning from me, Susan Sharp. Chamber music sets the ball rolling this morning. Fauré, Nielsen and Stravinsky performed by finalists at the 2011 Danish Radio Chamber Music Competition. All told, the ensemble Mit Vest consists of a string quartet, a wind quintet and a pianist. They were founded in 2002 and they're based in the Museum of Contemporary Art at Herning in Denmark, a wonderful new building designed by American architect Stephen Hall, which opened in 2009. There they have their own chamber music hall and rehearsal space. Fauré's first piano quartet was their choice for the competition final.
Thank you.